I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We've had a roll call. We have a list of board members that cannot be here today. Bruce Malone has a parent-teacher things going on. Ann Gormans has a job working. Steve Brazier, Terry Davis, and also Bill Mars, and he's meeting with his veteran group in Las Vegas, that helicopter group. So those five board members are out of town. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes for the September 16th meeting?
Yes, I make a motion to approve the previous board meeting minutes.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. On the question? All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. We have one speaker, Gene. I saw you here earlier. If you want to come on down and...
3 minutes, right, Mr. Chairman?
Well... Got a group, big group here.
What do you see?
Does she know how to get down there?
Yeah.
Find her way.
You know her well.
You need one.
Know
how to talk.
I'm doing well.
But you got a hearing aid?
It's good to be here.
Hi, Doc.
I'm going to stand in front of you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for having us here today. My name is Dan Jackson. I'm president of the Troy Lions Club. And on Wednesday, September 16th, Lions District 1CN Governor Elmer Raglan attended the Troy Lions Club meeting to recognize service anniversaries of various members of the Troy Lions Club. We recognize members with 50 years of service, 40 years of service, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, and 10 years of service. In sum, we recognize members with over 500 years of service to the Troy community. Absent from our meeting on the 16th, attending the county business, was Lion Allen Dunston. Lion Dunston is being recognized for 35 years of service to the Troy community through the Troy Lions Club. The motto of all Lions is "We Serve." Lion Dunston is a perfect example of how Lions serve their community even when they're not wearing this snazzy vest. As president of the Troy Lions Club and on behalf of all members, I'm proud to congratulate and thank Lion Allen Dunston for 35 years of service to the Troy community. Would you please join me in offering a round of applause for Lion Dunston and his 35 years of service?
And I did not realize when Gene Mars kept calling me and downright bugging me to be at the last Lions Club meeting. But I'll tell you what happens. As soon as the county board meeting got done, Frank Miles and I had to go to the RCGA meeting over in St. Louis, and I had to attend that meeting. And when I didn't expect, I knew you were going to be here, but I didn't expect all my fellow Lions to be here, and I really do appreciate that. And let me tell you, the Lions organization in Troy is second to none. We do a lot of good things. I got to tell you, there's probably a few members here that could probably tell some stories that I would rather they not tell. But we have a good group, and I'm very proud to be a Lions Club member, and I will continue to be a Lions Club member, and I hope to someday make it to 50 years. But, you know, I will always work with the Lions in Troy. And once again, I really thank you. You surprised me. I knew Gene was coming. I didn't expect everyone to be here that came today, and I really do appreciate you being here. But thank you.
Okay? Thank you.
I think we might want to get a picture. Or They got it. There we go.
We got a talk.
Okay.
Do I have
all right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You never miss an opportunity to promote things. On the fourth weekend in July of 2016, the Troy Lions Club will host the 75th consecutive Troy Lions Club homecoming. It is going to be a grand event, and we're bringing in great entertainment. It's a family night on Thursday. Looking at this group, I invite you to bring your grandkids. They have a great time. What? You'll understand. Before long, you'll understand. It's just a family night that we have a great time with. Children's parade and all kinds of fun things to do. And then both Friday and Saturday nights are parades and entertainment and all kinds of food. A great way to support, to regionally support, fellow community. And you all have a personal invitation from me. So we'll see you there. We're going to slide out. We have a meeting.
Go for it. Mm-hmm. It is your meeting night.
Yes. I see you again.
I see you.
Nice seeing you again.
Glad to be here. The first thing I want to do, thank you all for coming again, is we have a Sergeant Major Craig Kunch, if I pronounce that name correctly, that died in Afghanistan. I'd like to have everybody rise and do a moment of silence, please. Thank you. I, along with the mayor of Troy, went to the service at Scott Air Force Base yesterday afternoon. It was a very moving thing. And his wife is in the military also. It was really sad about this young man as he was getting ready to retire. He was going to probably be retired. His wife is going to retire, I believe, in January. I talked to her at the funeral. And he was looking at March, April to retire. And he goes over to Afghanistan. He's one of six people that died when the helicopter, I believe, hit a guide wire and from Troy. And it's really, you know, when you go to a funeral, and I have to be honest with you, I didn't know who it was until I walked into the service, and he had a big picture up there, and I realized I knew who he was, and I met him. And it was a humbling experience. And we've had two people recently die from the city of Troy in the military serving. The other one was Iraq, wasn't it? Iraq. So, you know, it just goes to serve. So I want to thank everyone that serves in the military. And his wife, by the way, is also a sergeant major in the Air Force. I mean, I think we have to keep her and her, you know, thoughts and, you know, just think about her a little bit because they're going through some troubling times. But it was very emotional service. And I think Troy was very well attended at the funeral at the Scott Air Force Base, so it's something that we have to keep in mind. A couple of different awards here today. Do I have Mayor Dennis Scarsdale here from Livingston? Can you come on down, please? And what we're doing is we have a couple of parks that we want to go. We got the Small Park Project of the Year and a Large Park Project of the Year. And Mayor Dennis Scarsdale of Livingston, they have come up with a Veterans Memorial Park, and what they spent the money for is a completion of a basketball court that began with 2013 PEP funds. The court was rinsed, concrete condition, conditioner was applied, two coats of all-weather courts. Coats or courts?
Coats.
Coats, they misspelled that. Acrylic resurfaced, two coats of proper basketball court striping, installation scoreboard, purchased and installed new swing set. They did this all with $15,000. The basketball court began in 2013 and was damaged by rain and high water table, and the construction drug on until completion of 2014. But I think it's important that each year we're looking at doing an award for a small park and one for the large park, and you get the small park award today. And we appreciate what you have been able to do with that grant. And if I don't know if we He didn't bring his regular camera, but we'll go ahead and take a picture here.
We're going to set its plan.
Okay, his plan. And did you want to make a comment about it at all?
I want to thank Madison County for their grant opportunities that we have with our park. Our park has, we've used the money to really do a nice park in town, and the people just love it. Our basketball court is played on almost every day. So, thank you.
And is the Granite City Facility Manager, Justin Brickmar, in here today? You can come on down. And this is the large Granite City 2014 PEP project. It's purchase of a Samboni, am I pronouncing that right? This is the Biggie, their rink service. This is the Biggie. That's what it says, Biggie. Is that what that's called? Their rink services, a huge population from club hockey to high school hockey to rec leagues to just people watching to ice skating. And a Zamboni is that big machine that cleans
correct.
The ice. I actually know what that is. It's a new backstop at Wilson Park Field for Field 5 and portable pitching mound, and purchased two inclusive swings and a 3 ADA-compliant spring toys and wood fibrous fall materials. And this is an award that we'd like to give to you for the large project.
Okay.
And we can get a picture taken.
Thank you.
And would you like to make a comment?
Yeah.
We'd just like to thank the county board for this opportunity, because it allows us to do a lot of projects that we wouldn't be able to do if we were just relying on our regular budget. So thank you for this opportunity.
If I could have Mindy Ramey come down and Kurt Prinsler come down, please. Mindy, you can take your time. This is a county board resolution honoring Mindy Ramey for 40 years of employment with the Madison County Treasurer's Office. Before I read this, believe it or not, and she reminded me of this, which I forgot, before my days on the county board and when I was a student at SIU and I had hair, I did an internship in the county treasurer's office. And I remember Mindy from back then. And whenever we can have somebody that serves 40 years with the county, I mean, I think that's spectacular. And I think Mindy has done a tremendous job. But this is, whereas Madison County government recognizes Mindy Ramey for 40 years of service and as an employee of the Treasurer's Office, and whereas the Madison County Board appreciates Mindy Ramey's dedication and service to Madison County taxpayers, and whereas Mindy is applauded for her good work in the Treasurer's Office over many years of services, now therefore be it resolved by the County Board of Madison County, Illinois, that it hereby recognizes Mindy Ramey for 40 years of service to Madison County government and its residents, adopted the 16th day of September 2015, signed by myself and Debbie Ming Mendoza. If I can have somebody make that a motion. We have a motion. Is there
second.
A second? Second. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Once again, Mindy and I go way, way back, many, many years, more years than I like to admit to, but she started employment when she was 11 years old, and I'll hold to that.
And I'm 29.
And I'm going to see if you would like to say a couple of comments and if Mr. Prinsler would like to make a couple of comments.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
All right. Well, I'm not real good at speaking, but it seems like the years just flew by. Every day was, you know, a journey. Took its time, but when it finally got here, it's like, where did it go? I think a lot of people that serve, you know, a lot of years in whatever their job is, it does, you know, they have both, you know, times where they think it's never going to get there, and then all of a sudden it's there, and where did it come from? But anyway, I enjoyed my time. I loved my job. Saw a lot of changes over the years. When I first began work, I was hired under a man named George Musso, who was a big football player for the Chicago Bears. And he gave me the opportunity to, I guess, start my career here with the county. And I've gone through like 7 treasures. And so I've seen a lot come and go, but I've enjoyed it all. And thank goodness I'm retired now.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say a few words. Our employees, I think, thought a great deal of Mindy, and they threw the best party I think they've ever thrown for Mindy, and I think that spoke volumes of what they thought about her co-workers, and I just wish her a happy retirement. Thank you.
This is definitely a rose between two thorns. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Keep in touch.
Okay,
I will do that. Correspondence.
Chairman, my microphone is broken, so I'm going to talk as loud as I can. A letter from the Centrum Bank regarding their policies for subcontractors and vendors. A letter from the City of Highland regarding a sewer sludge permit. Letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation regarding a material proposal for various signs. Letter from the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency regarding a permit to manage waste. The monthly report of the county clerk, circuit clerk, recorder. The monthly report of the regional superintendent of schools. The monthly report of the coroner. The treasurer's monthly investment report. And that's it.
Committee have